Well, that is quite the beginning to our first ever From the Heart devotional. This devotion is going to be based off of the Psalms of God, the ancient hymn book of Israel, and in particular, the psalm that we will be singing together this coming Sunday in the Divine Service, Psalm 122, is the appointed psalm for this week. So I want to take a look at it together and read it. But I have a few special guests lined up for this first ever devotion for you, the Saints at Trinity Lutheran Church. So stay tuned. You might hear from a few people that you know and also a few people that you don't know. I have some surprises up my sleeve. The first person that I wanted to introduce you to is one of our own parishioners. Her name's Linda, and she is one of the dear saints that I have the pleasure of going and bringing communion to every month up at John Knox Village Nursing Home up in Kansas City. And just a few words about Linda. She is a wonderful woman. I've been seeing Linda for over 4 years now. And every time I go see Linda, I don't think there's been one time I've walked into her room and I didn't catch her praying or reading the scriptures. Linda, she prays more than she sleeps. And I love coming into her presence, and I am blessed every time that I come to be near her. She is a faithful woman, and she is always in prayer for me and for the church family. So I asked Linda to do us the favor of reading Psalm 122 for us. Here she is.
God bless you.
There we go.
123.
Psalm 122.
22, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, just start reading.
Uh-huh.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within the gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord unto the testimony of Israel to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are three thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within the walls and prosperity within the palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee, because of the house of the Lord, our God will seek thy good.
Okay, so there's our psalm today, 122. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Let's start with those first few words, I was glad. And maybe just ask ourselves, can we honestly pray that in our own hearts? That when people say to us, let's go to worship, or let's go to the house of the Lord, let's go to church, I can say, I was glad. Or, you know, waking up, you know, remember when you were little and your parents would flip the light on and they'd wake you up super early and say, we're going to church. Would any of us say that I was glad in those moments? The church bells are dinging. Yes, I'm here at the house of the Lord right now. I was glad. You know, if the psalm began like this, if the psalm began with, I was tired when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord, I would sing that all day. I mean, that is my condition, right? Or I was busy. I had so many things to do when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen. I was angry. I was struggling. I was fearful when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Yes. But the psalm begins with, I was glad. And who of us can say that? I very rarely can. It's my own sinful, selfish nature, right? But every Christian, every believer, every brother and sister in Christ, they come to church for various reasons, right? Sometimes they have to be dragged to church by their parents. Sometimes they come kicking and screaming. Sometimes they come angry and mad or busy. And yet, every Christian knows this feeling. You come to the house of the Lord, and then there's that moment in the service where all of a sudden, you're glad. Those moments when the peace of God comes into your own heart and you go, oh, this is why I'm here. And then in those moments, by the power of the Holy Spirit alone, we can pray the prayer, I was glad when they said to me, let us come to the house of the Lord. You see, it's all by God's grace that we could ever pray this prayer with our true heart. Like, there's no gladness that I can work up in myself. You know, I can pray this prayer and say these words and still yet feel very not glad. I can come to church, I can go through the motions, I can say the liturgy, and yet my heart is far from the Lord. But then those moments come where the peace washes over me and it's not rote. It's hard to explain. But every Christian knows this experience, right? But I wanted to try to wrap my mind, my heart around this phenomenon a little bit more. So I thought I'd reach out to someone and just talk with them. So I reached out to a young parishioner at Trinity. Her name is Casey. And here's something you need to know about Casey. Casey is one of those dang millennials. A young millennial. She might even be a Gen Zer. I'm not sure. She is a college student at Washington University. She is a double major in religious studies and the classics. She's studying Latin and Greek. She's translating Homer on the side in the original languages, poetry, you name it. She is chock full of wisdom. But most importantly, she loves coming to the house of the Lord. She is faithful in worship. And so I thought I'd just reach out to Casey and ask her, why do you come to church? You're one of those young people that we're always trying to figure out how to get here. What's the secret? What's the thing that gives you peace, that makes you glad to come to the house of the Lord? Psalm 122. And I think her answer, it might surprise you. Here she is.
Are you glad, usually, to think about going? Maybe we should start here, actually. Where is the house of the Lord?
Okay. So, initially what I thought of as you were reading it, because at the time, it's the Jerusalem temple. If that's when the hymn would be sung. But now, the house of the Lord. I feel like you immediately think of church. Or the church, not just like going to church. Yeah, I guess that's my answer, the church. That's the house of the Lord.
And is your first response usually, are you glad to go to the church? You wake up Sunday morning and you're like, woohoo, let's go to church today. I can't
wait. Okay, to be honest, it depends. Okay, when I'm going to Clinton Church, and like this isn't just because you're the pastor, but like that's my home church. So I'm always excited because I'm like, I get to see everybody. Like that's my home. Have you heard the song, Take Me to Church? There's a song they play on Caleb, and it's like, Take Me Back to the Place Where I Belong. Yeah. I love that song, and it reminds me of Trinity all the time. That song encompasses how I feel going to Trinity. But then, like, when I'm at school and it's Sunday and, like, I need to go to church, I wake up and I'm like, I get to sleep in one day out of the whole week, and I'd really like to sleep in today.
Right.
But I know that in the end, I'm going to feel better and be happier after I go to church. And that's, so, like, I don't necessarily want to go when I'm going to church, but I go knowing I'll feel better after I do.
So I'm so glad, I'm thankful for Casey's honesty here. She admits there's times when she doesn't want to go to church, but did you catch it? She said, even in those moments, though, I still leave happy, at peace, I'm centered. And so I wanted to push this further. I wanted to ask her, what is it that does make you glad to go to the house of the Lord? I think you'll be surprised at her answer.
Didn't necessarily go there. In a glad state. I was kind of dragged there sometimes by my own conscience or friends or family or whatever it may be. But you leave there at peace. Why? What is the thing?
The one thing that always puts me at peace is Eucharist, to be honest. I don't know. Like, it's the whole process of Eucharist and the Eucharist itself that is extremely peaceful, going and getting the blessing. Eucharist, and then the blessing that the pastor gives before everybody leaves the church. Like, may the Lord bless you, and may his face shine upon you, and be gracious unto you. That also.
And give you peace.
And give you peace. Yes.
In Psalm 122, verse 6, we sing, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you, and peace be within your walls. And what I loved about Casey's answer here is that the thing that she finds peace in, the thing that makes her glad to go to the house of the Lord, is not something that is found in her. It's the Eucharist, the Lord's very body and blood. And that's what the entire divine service, what the house of the Lord, it's all centered around Jesus. And peace is everywhere, right? Especially around the elements of the sacrament, right? Once the bread and the wine are consecrated, the very first words that we hear are the very words that Jesus says to the disciples in the upper room. Peace of the Lord be with you always. And then as we're dismissed from the rail, we hear from the mouth of the pastor, may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you both body and soul, strengthen and preserve you both body and soul to life everlasting, depart in his joy and peace. Your sins are forgiven. That assurance, the absolute assurance for the convicted conscience, for the one who knows that they are a sinner, that assurance that that sin has been washed away, that God has reconciled you by the blood of the Lamb, and that blood, that is when the forgiveness of your sins is placed directly into your mouth. Ah, there is peace for you, peace for Jerusalem and for those who love the Lord. That's beautiful. And then after that, we sing the words of the Nunc Dimittis, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. And then we hear the Aaronic benediction, as Casey said, the Lord bless you and keep you, the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. The Lord's house is where the peace of God comes to sinners like you and me. And we may not be glad when we go to the house of the Lord to begin with, but when we go and we hear about this peace for us poor, miserable sinners, that our Lord Jesus has won everything for our salvation and freely gives it to those who love him, who believe in him, who trust in him, well, then we are glad that we are in the house of the Lord, and then we give thanks to the name of the Lord our God. So therefore, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Look forward to coming to church this Sunday. And even if you don't, hopefully someone will drag you here saying, let's go to the house of the Lord. I want to introduce you to the woman in my life who said that to me every Sunday. My mom. And hear what she has to say about her experiences in dragging me, kicking and screaming, to the house of the Lord, where she too found peace for her family.
Oh, definitely. Just hearing his word Definitely receiving his body and blood. The hymns when I sing, just feeling the power of the worship with the other people. The peace of the candles glowing on the altar, the cross before the altar. There's just so many things.
Psalm 122, verse 1. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. I look forward to gathering together in the Lord's house with you all this coming Sunday and receiving those precious gifts of the Lord's body and blood, hearing his word, singing his praises, and by the Holy Spirit, receiving that peace in the face of every sin that is confessed before the Lord, knowing that it is indeed forgiven. The missionary for this week that I encourage you to be praying for is Pastor Richard Wokama. Pastor Wokama is a missionary in Africa. Pray for him as he serves there. Pray that he is protected, not only as he teaches, but also as he's traveling around all of Africa, preaching and ministering to the villagers and all the congregations there. The African church, the Lutheran church in Africa, is booming. There are more Lutherans in Africa than in the United States. Pray for Pastor Wokama's students, their families, as they are sacrificing to attend his classes. He's also teaching there at the seminary. Pray that their hearts and their minds are open to the truth of the gospel and the true word that Pastor Wokama brings to them. And pray that individuals and churches throughout the United States here come alongside and support him too, financially and also through their prayers, so that he would continue to serve in Africa faithfully and give them the Lord's peace in his son. Also, I want to end every devotion with an encouragement to you, with families, with children and young children, as you gather around the table this week. That's a wonderful time to teach them the faith, especially right now. Sunday school, we're focusing on the seventh commandment. Luther's Small Catechism is a beautiful tool for this. You can do it, parents. Ask your kids around the dinner table, "What's the seventh commandment?" and see what they say. And if they don't say the right answer, tell them what it is. It's your duty as the parents to teach your children the law of God. Use the catechism to help your instruction. And then I have some open-ended questions you can see at the end of this devotion. Ask them things like, these are the questions I'm going to ask my kids. What's your favorite thing in the whole world? And then ask them, well, how would you feel if someone stole that thing? And then bring it all home by asking them, what's your favorite thing that God has given to you? And because they have the faith given to them by the Holy Spirit in the waters of their baptism, their answer will surprise you. It'll be an answer of faith. And then you can assure them and say that that thing, it will never be taken, stolen away from them. Luther has this great quote where he says, "Everything that I've ever had in my hands, those things have slipped away. I've lost them. But the things that I've placed in the hands of God, I still have." The peace of Jesus is yours. It's all by God's grace. He'll neither leave you nor forsake you. Psalm 122, verse 1. I was glad when they said to me, "Hey, I'm your pastor. I'm saying to you, let us go to the house of the Lord this Sunday. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I pray for you. Pray for me. May they be secure who love you. The peace of Jesus be with you. Shalom."
God had warned. within the